And salutations, everyone. We're back again. Guess who's back? Bell and Ramon. It didn't rhyme at all.
He's trying to do like a Backstreet Boys sort of a
thing.
I'm
not really good at the rap.
Did you even know? Oh, wow. That's not rap.
The hip rap.
Did you even know that was the Backstreet Boys that you were?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Hey, guys, guess what? Before we even start, guess what, y'all who have Patreon and can watch this video? Bell's barefoot. Just gonna do that right at the start.
I'm doing it because we did a thing earlier.
Yes. Yeah, we did a clip,
and I figured I may as well. And B, also, I'm glad that I did because I'm trying to distract everyone from the fucking disaster that is this studio that we're recording in because it is Ramon's workshop / office / dumping space,
dumping
where
ground.
He keeps just. Oh my god,
scores
it's a fucking
shit.
Shithole in here.
I have been,
and
working.
I am so anxious.
I've been working on various projects, and I've been busy.
Oh, really? So this suitcase and this pile of laundry like...
There's several projects, okay?
This box full of Pop-Tarts that's been sitting here for like weeks and weeks
that
and weeks.
That wasn't me. That was you.
I know, but we got to find somewhere else to keep
it. I actually didn't know it was there.
It's a giant box full of Pop-Tarts.
Right, right. So we're back.
Hey guys.
Thanks for sticking around.
Up?
We took last week off because we wanted to garden.
Almost took this week off. Yeah, okay. Oh, say my garden looks fantastic.
It really does.
We went to Home Depot and we bought like a fuckload of mulch, which is bullshit because it's on sale this week.
Oh,
and
no.
We paid full price last week.
Oh, that's dumb.
And Ramon wouldn't let me buy any chickens. So we went to the farm store and Ramon wouldn't let me buy any chickens, even though they were on sale. The chickens were on sale. The chickens were like 50 cents each.
I mean.
Like, I have that in my car cup holder right now. I could have bought multiple chickens just on like what I had.
Look,
like
I can get a 20 piece nugget for $5 over at Mackey D's, so oh god, I really want McDonald's now.
Ew.
Son of a bitch.
I hate McDonald's chicken nuggets. I think they're fucking overrated.
You are wrong.
They're completely overrated. You know they're not breaded, right?
No, they're tempura battered.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's what makes them better.
They're not breaded. No, I don't like them. I don't
god,
like
the
them.
Soda's flat.
Oh, well. Listen, it's a Dr. Pepper. You
I know.
Take what you can get. Yeah, anyway, Ramon wouldn't let me buy chickens, but we did buy mulch and flowers, and my garden looks beautiful, and I would post a picture, but you fucking perverts don't care about that.
They don't. So we're back this week. Listen, you know, I'm working again. There may be weeks where we take off. It's going to happen. We're here this week, which is awesome, but in the future, I'll always make sure you have something.
Also, I'm not caught up on Grey's Anatomy, so it's like I have nothing to talk about.
It's just sad.
And apparently there's a new episode of Station 19, but I didn't watch it last night, even though Hulu was like, hey, there's a new episode. But I was like, yeah. Hey, who's my buddy Mark? Mark, you watched Station 19. Mark, have you ever watched Bones? Mark, do you want to just get like super into Bones?
Are we shifting to Bones?
Because I'm getting like real into Bones.
I can tell you that a lot of our listeners have a bone right now.
That's not,
looking at
listen,
your bare feet.
Listen, okay. So I'm really shipping Hodgins and the
they
girl.
They have a slight
the,
smell and they're
the
very
Asian
cold.
The girl, I had you look her up one time. I don't remember
I don't
her
remember
last
what
name.
You're talking
Montenegro
about.
Montenegro is her last name.
That
yeah,
doesn't so sound Asian.
It's her. She's like super, super gorgeous. And they've got her in this like will they, won't they sort of like sexual
okay.
tension relationship thing going on.
Alrighty.
With this guy who's really cute, but
okay.
also a massive dork. Like he's not.
I'm going to tickle her while she talks about
he's
this.
He's not like. Stereotypically handsome at all. He's got very pretty eyes and really nice hair, but he's a big, big dork, and I just don't see.
She can't be tickled when she's talking about it. It's weird.
I'm getting annoyed with you.
I mean,
I'm getting really annoyed
with you. That's easy. Anybody can do that.
Anyway, I have a lot of thoughts about Bones, if anyone has seen Bones.
Well,
because I'm taking.
I'll do our topic while
I'm
she talks about it.
I'm taking a break from Grey's Anatomy because it was giving me anxiety. And I.
That's,
have
I'm
not,
rubbing the mic on her foot.
And I have not.
Because we're doing ASMR. That's what we do.
That probably sounds horrible. I bet that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Perhaps.
We're talking
ASMR
about.
On your feet.
ASMR.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's our topic
you.
For today.
No, I thought our topic for today was bones. Our topic for today was me talking about bones.
No, it's about giving people bones by doing, like, rubbing your feet together.
What about the...
What
about... Okay, so you can listen to that on Ramon's mic, although I don't think you can hear it. You can listen. I can clack my toenails on the mic.
God.
It's awful. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're not accustomed to.
So you.
Oh, wait. It's ASMR today.
So
we got to.
So
it's get real close to the mic. We got to turn our mics. Wait, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I do want to apologize for crunching a Dorito into the mic last week. That was.
That was great.
I would have stopped. I would have stopped listening to the podcast if that were me.
So
one of my favorite podcasts that I'm currently taking a break from because they were getting obnoxious.
Go on.
The first episode that I ever listened to was the two hosts, and this should give you an idea of how long ago it was the two hosts drinking Four Loko and eating a McRib.
Oh, now that says it all, doesn't it?
It was so... The sound of them slurping these Four Lokos, which is fucking like probably 12 years ago.
Oh, they did slurp it up, didn't
they? They did. Well, because they're radio people. So like,
you gotta
yeah,
do
it
those
was,
things.
And it was, oh God, it was a lot. It almost made me move away from the, it almost made me
it's
never listen again.
It's not hard to drink
but like,
quietly.
Yeah,
I
but I mean, you need to give like, oh, look, I'm drinking.
Oh, gross.
I don't know. But they're also, they had like incredible microphones that picked up everything because of the radio people.
Yeah, we got basic ones. So we have a lot of feedback, not surprisingly.
A lot of feedback.
And we have a very special one that we're going to get to, at least in part, because it's massive.
Oh, okay.
And we'll get to that towards the end of this first part.
Is that one that I've read?
No, that is not one that you've read.
It's a surprise. It's all new to me,
guys. I told you about it, but you don't remember shit. So we'll start.
We're just going to jump right in.
As we begin all things.
Dive right in. Okay.
We have an email from Josh.
Josh. You ever see that that thing?
Oh, this is just to me. Shut up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Shut your face.
Never mind.
Hey, Ramon.
Bye.
I'm Josh, 29, from Texas. I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
Josh.
My podcast.
Josh, 29, from Texas. I have a really specific image in my head of you, Josh.
My buddy.
It involves a cowboy hat. It's a good
thing. If you're in Texas, most people wear cowboy hats there. It's like, that's allowed there.
I'm into it.
And expected, I would
assume. Do you have a gun, Josh?
I'm sure. It's Texas. Again, you're not. Yes, he also eats ribs. What are you doing? But he doesn't qualify as British. He doesn't like to be called British.
Did we get feedback about that?
No,
because,
I know.
God damn. Like, I feel like he just stopped listening.
Maybe.
He just stopped listening once we called
so
him
anyway,
British.
So anyway, this is Josh from Texas, who's 29,
Josh.
Has a cowboy hat, a gun, and eats ribs.
So, Josh, Cowboy Josh, that's your new name.
Apparently,
love it. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Oh, my God. My buddy recommended it to me a few weeks back. Now, I love that. Like,
yeah, like the two of you are just the foot fetish buddies?
It's like, hey, bro, you got to check out the feet on this one. That makes me so,
like,
that's so normal. You're normalizing this gross thing we all like.
I like that.
That makes me happy.
I like that. Well, I mean, you have friends in your real life that...
I mean, I have friends on my fetish life. I was just chatting with one right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, you have, like, friends that you, like, I don't know. Do you have friends in your real life that you would, like, hey, dude, check out the feet on this chick?
Well, there's one, but he's weird about it. I can't be like, also, I don't know. I don't talk to people about my sexual things. Like, check out the cams on that.
Never shut up about it to me.
Who else am I going to talk to?
Ugh.
God, I wish I had I have one fetish buddy. And we're going to hang out soon. It's Jermaine, and it's going to be great. At some point, we're all going to hang out, and you're going to smother him again, and it's going to make me really happy. It's going to be great.
Well, that'll be nice for you.
It'll be
nice for him, too.
Yeah, don't act like you don't like sitting on his face. I'm having such a great time listening to you and Belle talk about all the various topics. I find myself laughing, agreeing, and even going into a bit of critical thinking. As having huge foot fetish myself, I took a dive into Twitter about 2 years ago to share my content with the foot fetish world. I'm loving all the feedback. And I'm enjoying the content. I happened to see your feet in a clip on Twitter, and I thought they were quite nice.
Hey,
I'm interested in collabing with you and would totally fly out and book a hotel for the experience as well.
Damn.
Let me know if you're interested. Twitter at FootLovinJosh.
That's a good handle.
That's
but
nice, right?
You didn't talk about your cowboy hat at all.
Oh, right? What the
you
fuck?
You didn't
what
mention
your
gun toting, cowboy hat wearing FootLovinJosh.
If I am remembering this person correctly, Footloving Josh likes to love on feet. I believe he likes to insert his penis into feet, if I looked at his Twitter correctly.
Oh, so it's foot
loving
Josh.
Which
it's not just Josh who loves feet, it's Josh who loves
now listen
feet.
After having done a foot job video with you that was quite delightful, mm-hmm. I understand the idea of, oh, I'm gonna fuck these feet and that's gonna feel really great.
Okay, sure. I mean, fucking anything feels pretty good, right?
It's just the aftermath I hate. It's so gross. Like, the event is great, but then it's like, oh, crap, now we got to deal with all this.
Well, doesn't that happen when you masturbate, too?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm very organized with that. The cleanup is not as much. Whereas, you know, if I'm doing with a video or we're doing a foot job, I don't have like a napkin ready
to
go.
Oh, yeah. There's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should have a napkin ready to go, or
well,
like a
next time
of,
you
a
give
packet
me
of wet wipes or something.
Next time you reach on over and give me a foot J.
Oh, my gosh. An
I'll
FJ.
Make sure to an FJ. I will make sure to have a napkin ready.
Don't count on it. Mm. A napkin. I'm picturing like one of those tiny, tiny napkins you get at like an ice cream stand. Like the least effective napkin ever. It's completely dry. It's like 3 square inches.
It just shattered. It just melts.
A single square of toilet paper. Here you go.
You know, there have been
days.
You're
fine with this, right?
There have been days. All right. This one's for you, clearly.
Hey. Oh, it's Mark. It's my buddy Mark. Oh, this is old. I remember this. Yeah. Because Station 19 was on hiatus last week, I think. He says, hi, Belle. The flaming Zamboni was the shit, LOL. Oh, fucking, it was so good. It was so good. It was so ridiculous.
Wow.
It was absolutely ridiculous. It was, okay. So it was like an ice skating rink, right? And the Zamboni that the dude was using on it had caught fire while he was
using
it.
On the ice.
On the ice.
Fire and ice.
He fell off of it, and the Zamboni, on fire, kept just going around the ice rink.
Some say it's still going to this day.
No, that was basically what they did. They were like, well, we'll just... It doesn't make sense for us to chase it down because that's dangerous. It was running and it was going to run over someone and it was on fire. And they were like, well, we'll just wait for it to run out. But then they got annoyed waiting for it to run out. So they put on ice skates and went chasing after this flaming Zamboni and trying to put the fire out. It was completely fucking ridiculous.
I think that's a jump the shark moment, a literal jump the shark moment. Because that's chasing the flaming Zamboni.
Honestly, well, okay.
Can
so
we
I
make
think,
that a euphemism?
I think it's several fold. I think A, there are, I think there's stuff, there's like restrictions as far as COVID, so they can't film like big fires.
Yeah.
They can't film like the high-rise fire like they did a few seasons ago.
Sure.
They can't have like tons and tons of people. I don't know. I think that COVID restrictions are making it so they can't film like big fires.
Okay.
And also like there's only so many house fires. Like there's only so much that firefighters have to do. They have to just keep making it interesting for them.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, I will say this, Mark, oh my God, did you watch the one on the boat? Did you watch the one on the boat and then the fucking almost...
Was it also on fire and going around and unable to stop?
No! Holy shit.
That was not an invitation to tell me more about it. That was a joke to shut you up. Please continue reading the emails. God in heaven.
It was so good. It was so good. I am so in love with Dean Miller and his relationship with Vic and the baby. I'm just so in love. Anyway. Mark says, I hate Hulk Hogan made me laugh. I don't remember saying I hate Hulk Hogan, but I say that fairly often.
She
so
does.
It's probably something I said.
She really does.
Hulk Hogan is A, racist, B, has a small penis, C, bad hair.
Wow.
Stupid mustache, too.
Wow.
Horrible tan.
Oh, my God. That's definitively not true.
Listen, and the least offensive of those things is his small penis. There's nothing wrong with having a small penis.
That
Ramon can tell you all about it. There's nothing wrong with
that
having a small
correct.
Penis.
That is correct. It's nice. It fits right in between your feet.
There is something wrong with being racist and having bad hair. And
that is fair.
Also, cheating on your wife. That was fucked up, too. He cheated on
his
wife.
What about his favorite, Terry? Mark's favorite.
Wow. Moving on.
I gotta rein you in.
Mark says, my favorite Terry was the one on Three's Company. Major crush. I don't know. I've never seen that show this before.
I don't know which one was Terry. I don't know the characters' names. I've never watched that show.
Three's
I know the
Company.
Show. We all know the
Is
show.
Is that the one with
Suzanne Summers. Yeah, and John Ritter.
And someone else.
And Don Knotts. And then the other girl who I don't
remember.
Yeah,
the classic three roommates. It was John Ritter and Don Knotts. And...
Yeah, we weren't alive in the 70s. We didn't watch it, so... And we didn't catch up on it. We're not known for watching old TV.
You watched all of Taxi.
I watched some of Taxi. Mm. Hulu's dumb and like only has some of the episodes, which is really weird. Like, why not just have the whole goddamn thing?
That is stupid.
Because I'm watching, they just jumped a whole storyline. And then I looked and I'm like, oh, they skipped like 4 episodes.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, that's what you get for watching Taxi. That
true.
Like
it's good. It wasn't
nightmare.
It's not amazing. It was good for the time.
Terrible. Mark goes on to say, I'm not sure what website I looked at in the early days of the internet. I remember a lot of links you could download and burn them to DVD. I think I did that a lot. Thank goodness I had already moved out of my parents' house by the time the internet arrived.
Lucky you.
I was in college and had my own place.
That sounds amazing.
I mean...
Although there wasn't much to do on the early days of the internet.
No.
And you had to, like, really find sketchy things.
Yeah.
As we talked about in our episode on the early internet. Go listen to that if you haven't. We put a lot of goddamn work into that.
He says, probably why my early computers had so many viruses.
Oh, yeah. Those
Nowadays, you can get anything at the click of a button, even when you're not looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, back to more interesting stuff. He says, Grays has definitely been meh. Meredith needs to snap out of it or die already. I don't think she's not going to die. She's not going to die, but they're definitely, they're going to bring her, I don't know. I think something, I don't know. I haven't watched. There's like three new episodes that I think I haven't watched.
I'm certain of that.
And
even though I give you so much time, I've been out a lot.
It's just I'm having, I don't know. It was giving me anxiety, so I had to stop.
All right.
So I'm taking a break from Grey's for a little bit until, and then I'll catch all up. Oh my gosh. And that's going to be like a whole episode when I get caught up on Grey's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can all just discuss it.
Delightful.
I'll just sit on you for the whole time and you can deal with it.
I would love that.
Yeah, he says Christina Yang. Yeah, I would love for Christina to come back, but I don't think she's going to. Although the woman who played April, she came back at one point. Also, fun fact, shut up. The woman who plays Arizona on Grey's plays Booth's ex-girlfriend.
I'm deeply envious of this chair.
Booth's ex-girlfriend on Bones.
I'm going to zoom in.
She was just in a whole bunch of episodes. And Booth and Arizona
right
have a kid together. I don't know
her
actual name on the show,
yeah,
but I just call her Arizona, which is weird because on Grey's she's a lesbian, so it's weird. I'm like, what are you doing with this dude? Why do you have a child with this man? Don't zoom in. I'm all bloaty schmoaty.
You're not.
I'm all.
Everyone's looking at your feet anyway. Shut up.
I'm all bloaty. Don't zoom in.
Good. I've disrupted your thinking.
He says, I guess I need to brush up on my gargoyles on Disney Plus for next week. Haha, so long. Yeah, everyone needs to be brushing up on gargoyles. Also, Disney Plus has the Goliath Chronicles, which is the last season of Gargoyles, which is sort of like supplementary. It's like standalone stories that don't follow an overall through line, which they never released on DVD. I have all the seasons of Gargoyles on DVD. Fun fact, there's only three seasons of Gargoyles, I think.
Weird. There's just a lot in that season,
Just season two is like freaking like 60 episodes long.
Yeah, that's how they used to do shows, the cartoons anyway.
It's awesome. But they never released the Goliath Chronicles on DVD. But they do have it on Disney Plus,
which
great.
Is
great.
They did that with the Muppet Show, too.
It's not weird or anything. Shut up, Ramon. Nobody cares about Muppets.
Here's an email from a fan in Florida.
A fan in Florida.
Hello, Bell and Ramon.
An anonymous fan in Florida.
I have been a longtime listener, and I have a lot to share.
Oh, okay, great.
It might feel like a Soylent episode.
I thought that said Soylent, and I was about to be like, that's not what this podcast is about.
That's not what this is about. And I'm not sure if you remember this, but I'm the person who sent you the pictures of my wife's BBW feet.
Oh, I remember. And asked, I remember your wife's BBW feet.
Belle's a huge fan.
I remember.
On Instagram back in September. God, September. A lifetime ago. Belle said that she loved her ass, and when I let my wife listen to her response, she was so very flattered. Wonderful.
There's some ASMR for you, me opening my soda.
She wants to say thank you for your kindness. That motivated her to start feeling more confident and better about her body.
Oh, yay.
Back to the topic at foot. Yes.
Nice.
Love my life.
That was good.
I love what we've created here. We live in Florida. Florida. And go to the beach regularly. That sounds nice. My wife isn't foot fetishist in any manner, but she does point out feet to me. And if she catches me looking at other women's feet, she asks me how they look.
I do that all the time.
That's the most fun conversation.
We were watching something the other... Oh, it was Disenchantment.
Yes.
And there were like multiple scenes of Tia Beany stepping on people.
Yes.
In bare feet.
Yes.
And I did that thing where like I'm staring at Ramon and he looks over at me and he gives me that look.
They're like, yeah, that show has a lot of good feet content. And being in Florida, it's what I call foot season all year round.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's Florida sounds fucking great. Feet, toes, shoe dangles, and bare feet everywhere. For instance, we were at the beach, sat across from two cougars.
Two cougars.
Wow, I love it. They had their legs
that
crossed.
Sounds so dangerous. If fucking like run. Those cougars are vicious.
They had their legs crossed, and one facing me and my wife was swinging her. What's the next thing going to be? Oh God, I have to scroll down. Foot. Okay. She caught me looking and smiled and kept swinging and even wiggled her toes. My wife just said, "She's too old for you." And I laughed. No such thing. Since I've been putting it off because I'm just as lazy as Belle.
Nice.
Called out.
Wow. I don't consider that called out. I just consider that. That's just, I appreciate a kindred.
That's fair. Here's my foot fetish origin story. Back when I was 6 to 7 years old, I was on a swim team.
That's so young to be on a team. Really young, swimming. Yeah. What the fuck?
Being on a swim team definitely has its perks for looking at and accidentally touching feet. I was known as the shark because I love swimming deep under the water and touch and kiss and pretend to attack my swim mates' feet and legs.
Aww,
that's a smooth move for a 6 year old. I loved hanging on the edge of the pool and watching all the feet at eye level get out of the pool all wet and slippery. Agreed, that's fun. The thrill of doing something so unusual and getting away with it because, oh, he's just being childish and having fun. So I had a fun excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I continued to be on swim teams until I was 11 and slowly did it less and less due to what I was figuring out what it was doing to me. And it felt unsafe to do those things as I got
older.
That's
fair. That's a really healthy response to have.
That's a healthy amount of shame.
Because you're going from, oh, hey, I'm a kid and this is fun,
right,
but I don't know why, to, oh, this gives me a boner and that's not appropriate.
Right.
That's a really healthy response to have.
Kudos to you.
Good for you.
I have a few ideas for you as well. Feet in advertising.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, there
down.
You go. Yeah.
Let's see.
Ramon is particularly fond of, I don't know if advertising, I would say advertising and like product packaging kind of go hand in hand
a little bit, but we never did an exclusive like, hey, here's just feet that we found in advertising, here's commercials, and here's
there's this ad that I get, this targeted ad that I get all the time on Facebook for these like meditation pads or something. They're these pillows for women to like sit on and meditate and do yoga or whatever, and the foot content, like I have screenshotted it and sent it to Ramon in the past. It's that quality. And it's like really, really good looking like models doing yoga poses.
It's pretty great.
And it's, I don't even remember what the product is, but I swear to God, I'm going to say it's, you know what? My phone is listening. The fucking Zuckerberg
feet.
They're listening. Feet. What? Oh man, if only I had one of these fancy $200 yoga pillows, next time I go on Facebook or Instagram, it's going to pop up. It's going to be right there.
It is.
I'll let you guys know.
For instance, there's a furniture truck that drives around in my area called Bayer's that has a woman in the pose laying on a bed, and I can't help but stare at her soft looking feet every time I see it. That's fucking great.
They utilize that so much in like bedding and mattress advertisement. Like, what is that about?
I almost took a picture. I was walking through Target the other day and they had the beds. You know, I always go down the camping aisle because you never know when there's going to be some feet
popping
up.
Right, the inflatable mattresses and stuff.
They had a whole slew of them and they were all wearing socks.
Oh, no.
And it's like, what? I get it because like maybe you wanted to like look like you're toasty and warm on your nice comfy bed, but it's like, fuck you. I mean, look, socked feet are great, but for me, bare feet's the where it's at.
I mean,
right here. Little ASMR
is
there.
That?
And probably bastinado.
We're not. We're
getting there. We're getting there. Another idea I have, I hear you two talking about playing video games, and I was thinking you guys could do a gameplay channel or Patreon exclusive video or stream called Feet Play.
Mm.
See, that's where what? Like, we get to play with, like, you tell us what to do with their feet. That's sort of, isn't that just camming?
That's like,
I think it's that we play a video game. But then you would have your feet going, but it'd be streaming, something like that.
Yeah, like just watch me play my, I don't know, do you guys
want
to?
What game do you want Belle to play? I mean, we're
I just got
damn
three
souls, we're
I
doing
just
that.
I just got three chickens in some Stardew Valley that I'm playing.
I barely got you to
I
do this.
I started a beach farm, guys. I started a farm on the beach. And here's the thing about the beach farm. You can't have sprinklers on the beach farm.
Oh, sure. I know you are busy with life stuff, but it could be a monthly thing. Ramon being used as a footstool while Belle plays Stardew Valley.
Oh,
just
damn.
A thought. That is awesome.
That's a good idea.
Actually, that is a good idea. I don't know how to... We'd have to like get a Twitch something, wouldn't we?
I'm on the fence about continuing with the beach farm.
No, you want to start a new one?
You can't. Well, you can't use sprinklers.
Right.
And like I forgot that, and I made all these sprinklers, and then I'm like, well, fuck.
I don't know how we would stream. I'd have to do it, because I couldn't use our camera, as far as I know. I'd have to, like, use the webcam or something.
What
the webcam's garbage.
I don't know how any
of
that works.
You have to do it in here, and there's not, like, a place where you could sit. I mean, we could figure it out. I don't know. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it. It's an idea. Also, a couple episodes ago, you expressed concerns about interviews since your internet is slow. Have you tried using Discord?
I don't even know what that
is. I know what that is. It's efficient when the internet speed is horrible and can even do video calls. OBS Studio can also help you do recording stuff. I just learned about that, and I used it to record stuff on my computer, on my screen. That's a really good free product.
What did you record?
It's resume stuff. I'll tell you about it later. It's not interesting to the podcast.
It's not interesting to me at all.
No, even after I tell you later, you're not going to be interested.
Resume.
Resume. It still sounds weird to me. One last thing before I get out from between your toes.
Ha ha.
Earlier in your podcasting, you were fascinated by furries.
I'm always fascinated by
still
furries.
Still am. I will. I may watch that this week, that documentary on furries again. Well, you're in luck. Oh, you were fascinated by furries, especially those who have a foot fetish. Well, you're in luck because I'm one of them. I'd love to talk more about it, but I don't know the questions you guys might have. Feel free to ask me the questions or ask for my best examples. I'm not a fursuiter, but I do love the art of it. See, that we wanted you in the
then
full
you're
suit.
Just like, okay. So one time Ramon and I watched a documentary about furries, right? And there was still this guy in it. What's the name of that guy? Ramon, you've watched this multiple times since. Because
there's
I think
a lot of guys. What do you want?
The guy who's a cockroach.
Oh, that's, oh, shoot. I haven't watched it in a while.
Yeah, the guy, there's
he's
a guy
the doctor.
Who's
he's,
like big, like he's big, like high up in the furry, like, I don't know.
He's like the spokesman of the furry community.
And he's like super, super adamant that it's not a sexual thing at all, that like it's not like creepy or weird.
Right, it's really weird.
But his fursona, right, is a cockroach. And I'm super, super fascinated by people like that. People who... Like, okay, like, whatever. You got like, a cat furry or a fox or a wolf or whatever. That's a dime a dozen. But the people who are, like, super, super weird and specific, like, a non-traditional furry, I'm fascinated by
I
those
I am, too.
People.
Like the
this
scalies.
This dude is a cockroach.
The,
I mean, scalies. I got opinions on scalies.
Fair.
Have I ever read you some of the Ninja Turtle fan fiction that I've read? Mm. I found a did we talk about this on the podcast? Remember that that Ninja Turtle trailer that we watched for that Ninja Turtle porno?
We must have. Right?
It was called 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I don't.
Everyone, Google that. Everyone, go look for 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. And the whole trailer is available on YouTube.
The whole thing. It's really
not
great.
Not the whole thing. I don't know that I would want to watch the whole thing. But the trailer is available, and it looks so quality. I mean, the costumes are kind of shitty, but, like, for a porno parody? Like,
not bad.
Pretty good.
Really
frankly.
Good. Like, production value.
I feel like I must have talked about this. Because
well, you're talking about
girls,
it now.
One of the girls on Sinisterhood was talking about they had a porn parody of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And so this, I feel certain that I talked about this.
Probably.
But anyway, yeah, everybody go look at that and tell me your opinions on it because I feel
so
like.
So we'll have to come up with some questions for our fan in Florida.
Cumabunga.
Good God. We'll have to come up with some questions. Maybe do a whole nother furries episode because we really should do one to furries. I don't know that we did. Did we do a whole furries episode or
well,
did we just talk about them?
I don't think that we did. I think we've just mentioned furries. Like,
I feel
many,
like we
kind
of have to give them their due. Especially if we have someone who is a furry. And I'm sure we have more in the audience. But I'm curious, you know, you're into the warm
feet. Is there
feet,
a
you know?
Specific term for, like, a furry who... I know there's scalies for people who are into, like reptiles or whatever. But what about that guy who's a bug?
Oh, yeah, probably. I'm sure there's a term for it.
Like, what if you're... Oh, like, I'm... Look at me. I'm a fucking jellyfish.
He's Kafka-esque. That's a deep one for you.
That's not deep. It's not deep at all.
Thank
Jesus
you guys
Christ.
So much for what you do. You guys make me laugh and smile every week, except last week. Although I think our little interlude was funny. Would love to hang out at the beach with another hairy bearded man, and my wife loves Belle. Keep up the great work. I'm ready for a kink shame. A fan from Florida. See, we got to get down to Florida. We got lots of fans.
We do.
And I love Florida.
We need to have, like, God, you know how they have, like, meetups, like podcast meetups?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I think it'd be great.
Let's just have, like, a Florida meetup.
I'm pretty sure if we went to FetCon, we'd at least have a small audience.
Maybe.
Come check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it was you and me there.
Do, like, a live podcast.
Oh, fucking A, we would. I think it'd be great. But we have too many goddamn kids.
So the clip that we filmed this morning, was that a listener?
That was a fan from, I think, Instagram.
Oh. Do we know if he listens to the podcast?
I don't know if he listens.
Oh. Because you said, he said kink shame. He said, I'm ready for a kink shame. And frankly, I don't have anything to shame about this.
Like, no, this is great.
Being in defeat and having a cute, chubby wife. Yeah. And,
he seems healthy with your...
Being like a non-fursuiting furry. Like, we're all kind of like that, right?
A little
bit. We all watched that Robin Hood when we were kids and got weird feelings about Maid Marian.
There are some anthropomorphic animals that we've all gone, just a little.
Yeah.
Just
a little. For Ramon, it's Goofy.
It's got Goofy.
Because Ramon is a fucking disgusting weirdo. probably if you ask me, the least sexy cartoon character.
Would you ever get to us every week? I watched it again yesterday. I watched it again.
Oh, my God.
I watched it again. It's not that it's Goofy. It's that the
shot
is...
Yeah, no, I know.
His foot is drawn really well, and it's a very sexy moment of a tongue licking it. That's what turns me on.
Listen,
it's not that it's Goofy. It's not like a gore. It's not like... That's not me. That's not what I make when I come. That's not the sound I make.
But you're so defensive.
I'm not
a
gorsh.
You're so defensive about your
I'm not defensive about it.
Really? What is this then? You're so defensive
about
this.
I'm justifying my choices because you're mocking
You don't, you
me.
Know
You are
what?
Actively attacking me. I should defend. So there.
This is what I do, Ramon. I'm here to
kink shame
you.
So shame me.
You're having like a boner for Goofy.
Boner for Goofy. All right. I'll fucking do it again.
Oh my God.
So here's, is this him? Yes. Oh God, this is him. Okay. So.
Right.
That's the end of our feedback section, sort of.
Yeah.
So we have to get to this fan. This is our mega fan. This is our... Mm-hmm. This is our guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chunker Buds.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember from 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Chunker Buds said, hey,
I've
got ideas out the wazoo, and I've made a full list. And he gave us a couple. And we're like, man, why didn't you send us the full list? Well, guess what? He sent the full goddamn list.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just send. He sent the list.
I'm excited.
This thing
I'm
is
super
long.
Excited. I'm really
I don't think
excited,
we
guys.
Can read this. I'd have to make a whole episode about this list. That's how. It's almost a topic in and of itself. So I guess my question to you is this. Do we start this and like break it down, or do we wait?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
Well,
this.
Let me scroll.
You
let me start scrolling.
This to
let me.
Me
read the first bit. Well, this one's not too.
Hey. Scroll down. Let me see exactly how long it is because this is. Oh my God!
This is.
Wow.
17
wow.
pages.
Okay.
I think this deserves its own
Chunker
episode.
Buds. First of all, Chunker Buds. Okay.
Like, because this is a masterpiece.
Chunker Buds.
In foot content.
Dude, go outside.
No, you stay inside. You keep writing us these goddamn emails.
Take a walk.
Like, holy shit, look at it go. Look at it.
No.
It's still going. It's amazing.
How long has it been since you've been outside, Chunker Buds?
Love it.
Are you okay?
Let me see.
This is great. This is really good.
Let me see if I've edited this. Yes, I did. Okay, good.
So this, I don't know if we can address the full... We clearly can't address all of this.
In one
feedback segment.
Right.
Because this is also, like, it's 17 pages,
right.
And the font is smaller than we're used to.
It really is. It's impressive.
Although, it's organized very well. There's bullets.
Yeah.
There's, like, this is really, like, I'm going to need you to resubmit this to me in PowerPoint form.
Oh, like, that would be great.
No. yeah, actually, I don't know. Should we have a full episode of topic ideas?
So I was thinking this as we were recording just now. We could do like a hopper situation where I like,
what?
I put all the ideas in a hopper, an online hopper, and I click and it randomizes a episode topic, which could be something. I think it's more fun to hear all the ideas.
Maybe. Let's do, okay. So we have this really awesome, really, really thorough email from Chunker
Buds.
Let's have next week,
yes.
Everybody write in with your topic ideas.
Okay.
And then we can just read through all the topic ideas, compile a big ass list.
Yeah.
And then you can do that.
The big hopper thing?
You keep saying hopper and I keep. We got finished talking about furries.
It's like a bingo hopper.
And I'm like. I'm thinking about rabbits.
Yeah,
like,
that's gross.
Furries. Like.
I had a thing for Babs Bunny when I was a kid. So that's
everybody had a boner for that rabbit from Space Jam.
They unsexied her.
They unsexied her, and now everyone's pissed off.
It was really great.
What the fuck? Babs Bunny, though? Ew.
I was a kid. I don't know. They have big feet.
They
I don't
do.
Know, it was a weird
well,
thing
they're rabbits.
Me. Right.
Rabbits have big feet.
I that's... know, but it's like they're furry, so it's not like I'd enjoy those feet on my face if they were like around. But yeah. I don't know. She uses them to step on people too.
No
it was
goofy,
a weird thing
though.
For me.
She's no goofy.
Hmm. But we can at least read the beginning of his thing.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about that for a show? Is that like garbage for a show to
no,
talk
I think
about
it's interesting because then we like because literally the show is talking about these topics. That's yeah. like a an index show because he put so much work into this. I want right. to give him his
like,
own episode.
Yeah.
I think it's only fair.
I want to give this its own episode, and also I don't know if this is a whole episode, but we can also incorporate if anybody else has any like super stellar ideas.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
You don't need to write 17 pages worth of content.
No, but it'd be great if you did.
No, I guess. Sure. If you want your own episode, write me a 17-page
sure.
email. Go ahead.
But we can at least read the beginning here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello, it's Chunker Buds back with another email. I will reply to my last email being read on the podcast in another email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is the most important thing to send first, and I have a lot to say. Here is my list of episode topic ideas that I have brainstormed and grabbed from past episodes. I'm sure I will come up with more episodes in the future, but I think this is enough for now. I know some of these topics on the list are not topics you guys necessarily want to talk about, but to get far in the podcast. I don't understand that. Oh, but to get far in the podcast, you're not always going to talk about what you want.
True. Very true.
Wow. Chunker Bud's here with the tough love.
He's right.
He's right. That's why I kink shame.
That's right.
But that's why we're losing patrons.
I don't know that we are. We got a few more.
But we lost like several.
Yeah, but I think
week,
they're just
the
bored
week
with
that
the
I kink shamed. The week that I kink shamed hard. We lost like three. We lost like three patrons.
I think that was just coincidental.
I don't care. Fuck you guys.
Oh my god.
You're not always going to be talking about what you want, says Chunker Buds. It's like you can't always. Okay.
Yeah.
If there are topics you truly hate, you could make that episode into a listener feedback based episode so listeners can do most of the talking instead of you. I do that almost every week.
Correct.
I want to quickly say that the sentences in this email are not written very well. Parts of the email may sound harsh or demanding. Ooh. But I never mean it to be harsh. Please also remember that the descriptions are just ideas. You don't have to talk about everything. I don't have to talk about anything you mentioned. Everything I mentioned in the descriptions if you make an episode about that topic. I ran this email through spell check and fixed the grammatical errors, but the sentences are not well written. Nevertheless,
he's very
wow.
focused. Wow. That's awesome.
Wow. You fixed. God damn.
Did I ever tell you this is completely
what?
Off topic, but there's what? A freelance proofreader job you might qualify for.
Of course I would qualify for that.
My point is we may want to look into that. Anyway, that's a little.
Is it for Elon Musk? Is it the ship that's going to take us to Mars?
No, that would be. Oh,
you're the ship's proofreader.
And then I think it just starts going.
Clipping toenails, look at acupuncture.
It.
Ew.
Shut up. That's
I'm just
week.
Looking. I'm just looking.
I'm just scrolling through quickly.
He's scrolling through quickly, and I'm trying to pick up what I can. Characteristics of moving the foot. I can't read much. Socks. Types of foot tattoos.
Oh, man.
Spouse. Foot fetish. Foot fetish. I see the word foot fetish a lot. Creepy foot fetish stories.
Oh,
toe
my
play.
God.
Foot
oh, my
sucking.
God.
Foot to. I can't read. You're so fast.
I'm doing it on purpose.
Feet in bars. Nightclubs. Feet in Grey's Anatomy. Ah, yes. So,
man, this could be a thing. Yeah, I think next week we'll try to get through this.
Let's do that.
I think that'd
be really
fun.
Because we're already 40 minutes into this episode.
Right.
And
we got to talk about ASMR.
We got to talk, apparently, about ASMR. And this email is going to be a whole, probably more than 40 minutes. That's going to be the better part of a show.
Oh, I think
so. So we will
yeah.
get to that next week.
Yeah.
Chunker Buds.
Next week.
Next week is all Chunker Buds all the time.
Chunker Buds Bonanza.
God.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the steak because we do have a sponsor now.
Do we?
Yeah, it's Anchor.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that and you
yeah.
were like, we got to record a thing.
And then you
and
didn't.
Then I did.
So I did it because I'm the MVP.
Okay.
Here.
Well, enjoy, guys.
We can always re-record.
Ramon's the MVP. Okay. Yeah. People are tuning in to see your feet.
Well, someone is.
Yeah. Really. That's true. That's true.
There you go.
Who's our clay word? Clay word is our gay listener, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have you know there
do
are guys.
Have multiple gay
there's
listeners?
A guy that wants to buy my socks. I'll have you know. It's true.
Your socks actually don't. Well,
you don't.
Your white socks smell.
No,
I know because
smell.
I pick your socks up off the floor and I'm like, are these dirty or not? And
yeah.
then I have
then
to
you smell
them.
That's hot.
It's
yeah.
Not.
Not for most of our
it's
listeners.
Not. Wear the you give them the white ones.
I probably will.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after a pause for the cause and a break for the steak. Be back in a minute, y'all.
Hey there. It's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful.
After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly, size 10 feet that, or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamoneFaceful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on clips for sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamoneFaceful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008. Please fix it. Stop whispering.
Okay, we're done whispering.
I hate it so much.
I fixed the audio. I know she hates it, so I'm sure there's other people that hate it too. I don't hate it. I think it's dumb, but I don't hate it.
It just doesn't work on me. I understand that some people are very comforted and find it really soothing. And even people get the tingly feelings.
You don't
in
like
their
the
heads.
Tingly feelings.
I don't get a tingly feeling.
Oh.
I don't get a tingly feeling. It just makes
annoyed
me.
You.
Really nervous.
Oh,
like it
weird.
It's like it elicits a fight or flight response in me.
Oh.
It makes me very uncomfortable. It makes me want to run away.
Your fight or flight is sexy though.
Not from this end. My fight or flight is just
oh no.
It's not fun over
Poor
here.
No. So on to the topic, because listen, okay, first off, let's define ASMR for those who don't know who are here and just what the fuck is this
All
shit?
Right. Merriam-Webster defines
Basically,
ASMR.
It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is the tingles you get if someone's whispering in your ear, runs down your spine. Some people really, really, really like this, and it became, pretty big when the internet kind of blew up and everyone's like, oh, I can, listen to this and I like it. And people started making whole channels based around this. And then
so
yeah.
No, yeah, okay. I mean, I get tingles when someone whispers in my ear, but that's more like an actual sensory thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone's actually right there right in my ear, then yeah, I'm going to get a tingle, but just the idea of something, that they do those haircut videos.
Yeah.
Like sexy haircuts. And people
yeah, sure.
You listen with the fancy earphones and it makes you feel you're, I don't know.
See, I like food ASMR. You hate that. You hate all ASMR, but
I hate the sound of people eating.
There's a great channel there's a few of them. There's some Asian folks who cook things, really awesome, like desserts. But one of them, I think, is Cacao. Cocoa?
And
cacao.
Something like that. Yeah.
He makes chocolate. All he does is make chocolate desserts. And he's very ASMR with his knife chopping it and scraping.
I don't hate that.
Okay.
The chopping I can handle.
Okay.
Stirring.
Oh, you hate
the
stirring.
The slurpy stirring sound.
Oh, if I want to make her mad, I won't do it now. But I make a slurping, any kind of mouth noise will set Belle off.
Yeah. No, any sort of slurping. There's this, speaking of Stardew Valley, I know that there's an add-on, one of those modification things that you can get that takes out any, the sound when you eat something and it makes that crunching sound. It removes that.
Oh.
It's the ASMR friendly.
Oh.
Or it's I guess it's for people with misophonia.
Oh, okay.
Who don't like the crunching sound. Who don't there's a slurping sound when you drink something,
I guess,
too.
You'd say misophonia is the opposite of ASMR.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I believe that would be the case.
Diametrically opposed.
I think.
Foes.
Well, I don't know. I think for, I don't know. I feel like there's probably some people who like ASMR or different types of ASMR, because misophonia can take all sorts of different forms.
Yeah.
Some people are really, really, most people I think are really, really bothered by the mouth noises, but some people
some
are
people
just
really
super,
love
super
that. That's
bothered.
That's why they get into the mukbang nonsense.
So gross. So gross.
But obviously some people are turned on by it and some people love feet ASMR because there's a whole subcategory for feet.
So what is okay, so there's different types of ASMR. There's the whispering ASMR.
Yes.
Which I used to listen to. I found this one channel, and this was probably 12 years ago or something.
Okay.
I don't even remember how I got there, but it was this girl on YouTube
This was, I think, my first encounter with ASMR, I believe. Someone linked to it from, like, the Something Awful forums. Do you guys remember those? Is anyone old enough and nerdy enough to have been on the Something Awful forums? Like, everyone has migrated to Reddit. I can't imagine that that's still terribly active.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been on in years, so I imagine
we used to be on every day. It was fun for a long time.
So it was this girl, and she would just whisper in Russian. And I was like, I was fascinated by it, but I didn't get it. And it was like, it was a bunch of those like haircut videos too. It would like, and I wound up going down this like, this spiral, this like wormhole of like weird ASMR videos before I feel like ASMR was even coined as a term.
Okay.
This was a long, long time ago. It was very, very weird. But now it's like every chick on YouTube thinks she's like this, you know, ASMR, you know, it's because it gets clicks.
You know what was the best in the early day? I should have mentioned this in the early days of the internet. And it still feels that way today. It's just easier now. You really felt like a pioneer when you found something new to you, even though other people have found it. That moment of discovery of finding something weird, funny, interesting, sexy that you didn't know existed. Well, that's so much fun.
And it was more because everything was less of a mass thing, you know, like there was no Facebook or Instagram or Twitter where everyone saw everything all at the same
time.
You
really felt like a niche community because not everyone was there.
Right. You could, you know, I don't know. You could experience something differently than everyone else.
I know nowadays things are like things are more easy to find, and it's less a thing of discovery, and everybody's on the internet
now.
Right,
I mean, if you've seen a funny meme, then probably everyone else has seen it, too.
Especially where you've seen it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It's just, you know. But with feet stuff, there's still moments of discovery for us, because, I mean, yeah, it's still super mainstream, but, you know, you look for your specific thing. Even though there's millions of views for this ASMR, it's still your own little specific thing. Now, again, we're not huge fans of it. I don't have a lot of knowledge of this as far as what's good.
I straight up don't like it.
She doesn't like it.
I am opposed to it on a moral level.
I've come across it on YouTube, some feet ASMR, but you know, it's like lotioning your feet, rubbing them together. I know our buddy Foottunes really loves foot ASMR. But other people have written in to kind of let us know what's good, what do they like, why do they like it.
I'm fascinated.
So Long Attitude wrote in.
Long Attitude.
Here, you read this one.
What a name. He says, great topic. As someone who deals with bouts of insomnia and anxiety, same, I have been listening/watching ASMR from before it was even commonly known as ASMR. Hmm. See, like,
there you go, yeah.
People watch that to, like, settle themselves down and
it's a relaxing thing, sure.
But it really, it does exactly the opposite for me. Like, I can't even fathom that. Like, I can't imagine being like, oh, I'm having this anxiety and I can't get to sleep. Let me just, like, because that would, I will say this.
What will you say? This is deep thought, everyone.
No, I won't. Never mind.
She won't say
this
it.
Never mind. I was going to talk about something that I, in the past, have found very calming and comforting in moments of, like,
too personal,
when I couldn't sleep. Well, it's just not something that I would recommend.
Oh, what do you mean you could still... It's up to you if you want
to share
it.
Okay, so it was like really, really, really graphic violence.
Oh, okay.
Like I would watch like gore porn horror movies.
You're and wired so interestingly.
And I just found it super like comforting. And I don't know
That's
how
interesting.
Or you know that like weird... Oh gosh, you know that like weird, crazy Japanese artwork that's guro that's just like people being dismembered and like just like mutilated? I went through a phase in my life where if I couldn't get to sleep, I would go on 4chan. This was like forever ago.
That's fascinating.
When I was really young. And that would just like sort of calm my nerves. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is about me that's like, and that's a weird thing. And I don't love that about myself. And I don't do that. I don't look at that kind of content anymore because I felt like it was like not good for me. I can't remember the last horror movie I watched.
It's been a while. Yeah, we haven't watched horror movies in a while.
Yeah.
Well, we have. We've been busy. And we've been...
No, it makes my anxiety worse at this point. But I feel like that's kind of the opposite of ASMR. Yeah. As opposed to watching you know, watching this, like, oh, this comforting tiny little whisper, crunchy sounds.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh, well, you know, let's just watch. You know how at the end of Hostel 2, that girl cuts that guy's dick off and feeds it to the dogs?
Yep.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Spoiler alert for this 15-year-old movie.
Right.
Yeah, that was really good. I don't know. I think that I'm just wired the opposite of someone who's into ASMR.
You might be.
So that's weird. Anyway, that's the thing about me. Long attitude goes on to say. he says it wasn't until a year or so ago that I realized.
No, you're good.
Could
yeah.
be incorporated into the practice. Don't fucking correct me.
Sorry.
Ramon. God damn it.
Sorry.
Let me say outright. I don't use feet-focused ASMR to fall asleep. Well, yeah, you can fall asleep with a giant-ass boner.
Sometimes I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get sleepy boners.
I do.
Very strange.
Yeah.
More or less, the relaxing sensation coupled with a nice pair of soles makes for a very fun jerk session.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you want to have some jerk chicken, section. Some jerk pork.
Nice slap in the sausage. No. A little, climbing the pole, or I don't know.
Yuck.
God.
Something about the combination of arousal from feet combined with the effects of a soothing ASMR voice leads to a very different orgasm than normal.
Ah.
Albeit, I don't do this, but maybe once or twice a month. Never my go-to method.
You got to switch it up. It keeps it interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, some of my regular ASMR picks show their feet on occasion, which is nice. Scottish murmurs, creative calm ASMR, outnumbered by those whom I wish would show their feet in a video at some point. Gibby ASMR, fast ASMR, ASMR darling, to name a few.
I'm not familiar with any of these people.
No, well, we don't watch this. We don't consume this type of content.
Nope.
Please know that I'm not one of those people that hit the comments asking for feet.
They're the worst.
Oh my God, so gross. However, those people are the reason that some creators don't show their feet whatsoever and go out of their way.
Yep. They ruin it for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
If you had just been cool, just like in life, if you're cool, there's a fun song. I don't remember how it goes, but it's Don't Be a Creep and You'll Get Feet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just cool, you might get what you were trying to get by asking and being a creep. Guys don't get this. This is why some guys just never, like, hook up with anyone.
Yeah.
Because you're a goddamn creep. If you just play it cool, you'll be fine. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Do another episode on how not to be a goddamn creep. Ugh.
Just go back and listen to our episode on how not to be a creep.
Right.
Listen to every episode where Ramon just gets upset with you guys.
It's true.
Not you. Not you.
Not you specifically. Just you're
those
fine,
guys.
Buddy.
Those guys. I know you're listening, you creeps.
Yeah, there's a few.
Don't show their feet. Go out of their way to hide them. There are definitely some feet/fetish-based ASMR creators out there, though, to name a few. Celeste ASMR, Lisa ASMR, Meg ASMR Soft Feet, and It's Hannah.
All right.
Love the show. Keep up the great work. Did you check out any of these feet ASMR
channels? No, I didn't.
Channels?
Wow. We'll watch them together.
Zero fucking preparation
my dude. Listen, man, I'm busy. And I figure we watch them together. I have this awesome new screen recorder, so we can actually watch it and have it recorded. It'll be on the Patreon much easier.
Ramon has learned a new thing.
I have.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
I don't know how it'll come off. It'll work on the Patreon video. I don't know how it'll work on the podcast. You know?
Oh, so we can't like record the sound onto the podcast.
Probably not our response as much, but we could record it. There's just a way to do it. Hang on, we'll figure it out because we're great. I'm great at what I do. Probably. Probably not.
Is me sighing irritatedly, is that ASMR?
Could be. Hang on, I have a YouTube open. It's Hannah. Because that one sounded like the most fun and not like, hey, this is ASMR.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, she's wearing a 90s.
Full house vacuum? I'm interested.
Okay.
Weeding and sweeping my garden. Girl, same.
She has 40,000 subscribers, so a modest amount of subscribers.
Wait, this is a cleaning.
Seems to be more cleaning. I think she shows her feet, but it's not feet ASMR. She just happens
ASMR
to show them.
ASMR sweeping and spraying sounds.
Yeah.
It's cleaning ASMR.
Seems
it's
to be cleaning.
Cleaning.
Oh, there's her feet right there on
and
the back.
And feet. Ramon, this is like.
It's sort of a combination of worlds here.
All right. I'm going to click ASMR cleaning, dusting, polishing, spraying.
All
that
right,
one right
I'm gonna,
there.
I'm going to try to record.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. I have to.
He did not prep for this
at all.
I didn't
prep for this one bit.
I watch a lot of cleaning and tidying YouTubes, guys.
It's true.
I watch a lot of like, because that's what I do. It's my job. I'm cleaning. So I'm like, I'm invested in that kind of content. And decorating. One of my favorite YouTube girls is she's moving out of her parents' house.
Oh, yeah?
And she's getting her own apartment. And I'm so fucking psyched for her apartment tour. She's like doing this thing where she's going to thrift stores and she's coming back with her thrift hauls of all of her stuff that she's buying for her new apartment that she's getting with her boyfriend Jackson. And I'm like,
Jackson.
Yeah, I don't love Jackson, but I'm excited for her. He's good for her, I guess.
That's nice.
And I'm very, very, very excited. She does not do ASMR and she does not show feet.
She does not.
I don't think ever. So sorry, nerds.
Nerds.
Sorry, dudes.
How dare she not show us the feet?
What? No, you leave her alone. I am extremely protective of her. Well, you leave her alone.
Very, very kind.
She's wonderful. She's a precious, precious flower and I adore her.
All right, which one are we checking out?
You scrolled away from it. That one right there. That one right there.
Hang on.
Yeah,
let's start it and I'm going to full screen it. There we go.
All right, so we got nice, nice.
So here we go. So now I can start.
We got some feet.
Here we go. I'm going to start recording.
Oh my God.
Because I'm great.
Jesus Christ, Ramon.
Okay. She's spritzing.
She's spraying. She's got a weird back tattoo that I don't
love. She has big feet. She's scrubbing.
She's scrubbing. She's like cleaning the baseboards of her like stair rail.
Yeah,
here.
I mean it's not the most.
Shut up! I'm trying to listen.
Sure. Like y'all on the podcast.
Maybe you have to listen to it with
headphones.
Maybe you need headphones.
Yeah,
because I can't really.
She looked at us. Oh god!
She broke the fourth wall. She knows we're watching.
So yeah, there's some feet going on.
Yeah, there's definitely.
But it's not specifically,
feet, and it's definitely very.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing.
But she's not using her feet in an ASMR way. You know, she's not rubbing the feet, although maybe on the carpet. Maybe she's like, I don't know. God, cleaning is boring.
This is boring. This is boring cleaning content.
She has nice soles, though.
Well, at this point, the point is not the cleaning content. The point is the feet content.
Well, it's Hannah. So that's her.
I mean, I'm just thinking about how I need to clean my baseboards. What the hell is she spraying though?
I don't know.
That's
some
weird.
Spritzer.
She's a spritzer.
Spritzer girl.
It's not a product that I'm familiar with. It's possible that she's not American, and I'm just
American.
I thought you were American. You just skipped one.
I know.
Should I go to another one of his? Yeah, go to Celeste ASMR.
Celeste ASMR. Let's check her out.
Because I like the name Celeste. Are you still recording?
No, not on the screen there.
Oh.
So I'm recording here and there.
I'm recording in a lot of places. I know that. Oh, no, we haven't been recording for the last hour.
I almost deleted our earlier record. Celeste.
Well, there you go.
Oh, she walks over you.
Oh, it's a giantess.
Oh.
It's a giantess video.
Giantess.
She's pretty? I can't tell.
You want to check out this one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there's another one with her and a friend.
No.
Giantess friends fight over a tiny person. Oh, my God.
There's so many levels to this that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah. I don't know where to.
So it's all giantess stuff, I think.
Seems to be. All right. I think I'm going to dive into the.
Which one?
I don't know. It's so sexy.
Okay. Click that one.
This one.
Giantess walks over you.
All right. Sure. Hang on. Let me get it started. And then I will start recording the screen for our dear, dear page. Did you know that if you go to patreon.com/RamonFaceful, you can see video of us doing this nonsense?
You can see video of us. You can watch this video. You could also watch on YouTube for free. But you could also pay us $10.
That's right.
Oh, you got to sign in.
I didn't want to sign in.
You got to sign in.
I'll sign into the one that's your email because that makes the most sense. Signing in.
It's age restricted, guys.
It's age.
The other one wasn't, but this
one
is.
Probably because it's.
The other one was much more innocuous.
Right. All right, here we go. Do. Recording that screen. Start the recording. All right, here we go. Celeste ASMR.
All right. I'm not going to subscribe.
I'm not going to
hit that bell.
How dare you?
Does anyone get notifications about their like YouTube subscription? Does anyone
She's
actually...
walking over us.
Okay.
Look at that. Oh, she kicked us?
Hello.
Oh, the ground is
shut
pounding.
Shut up. I can't hear the ASMR.
Boom, boom. Now remember, our podcast listeners can't hear it either.
Where is she? I know, but I'm trying to listen so that I can get the experience.
I'll turn it up. How about that?
I'm trying
to help you. There it is. Hold up. The Bigfoot's coming. And she's walking over us.
She's walking over. Keeps showing her feet.
I don't know if this is tremendously ASMR, but that's her whole thing, so I guess it is. She's stomping on us.
The stomping must be the foot ASMR. Foot ASMR is not what we think it is.
Well, not here, not from her.
Well, maybe.
I'm thinking, like, I've seen other feet ASMR.
You're thinking, like, rubbing
feet
together.
Rubbing
feet
together, rubbing lotion on the feet. That's definitely one. But this is a giantess one. I think I get I get what's going on here.
Okay, so all of her content is giantess content.
I mean, there is.
So it appears.
There's a market for that, for sure. Let's see what other people have to say about this. Because there's other on-topic folk.
All right.
This one's easy. I am Giant 88 says, flip-flop slapping against souls ruins me.
You know who else is a giant?
I love the alliteration in that sentence. Flip-flop slapping against souls.
That's not alliteration.
The flip and the flop and the slap and the souls.
But that's not alliteration if they're not like...
There's two sets of alliteration.
Yeah, I
come on, English major.
No, I know what alliteration
you
is.
Don't know
I think that you're being awfully generous.
I'm always
generous with my prose and verse
and alliteration. Anyway, here's 4-4 McNett, an old standby.
4-4 McNett. Hello again, Belle and Ramon. It's been a while.
It has.
When I first found feet ASMR, I thought I would love it.
Uh-oh.
My fetish is mostly voyeuristic in nature.
Same.
And I love not only socks, but the sound of socks or nylons rubbing together.
Yes.
Unfortunately, from my experience in searches, most feet ASMR are only comprised of crushing food and walking around barefoot or in heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, now that I'm thinking about it, the sound of women walking in heels and the clickety-clack.
The click-clack bullshit.
Hate it.
I do too.
Hate it.
And flip-flops are a little annoying too.
Yeah, I don't like that either. It's one of the reasons I'm not a huge fan of flip-flops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't like making sounds when I walk.
No, me neither. I like to be quiet. Like a ninja.
Yeah, right? He says, fun to watch the first few times, but not every time. It also seems like a lot of models don't know what they're doing and are simply trying to cash in on the foot market.
True.
I think that probably is that's the case with a lot of probably foot content that we're seeing nowadays.
Very true.
I could be making all the wrong searches, but I'm not super into it anymore. I think watching foot porn is much more direct and rewarding, especially since there is voyeurism porn.
There is.
Love the podcast and what you guys do. Looking forward to the episode.
Delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I would be interested to look at... Go back to It's Hannah.
All right. Heading
back. Go back to her. Because I want to see... I want to go, like, way far back on her channel.
Oh, you want to go, like...
And see if she has always been producing fetish content, or if possibly...
Oh, you think early on maybe it wasn't as fetishy?
I think that she just started out as a cleaning...
Oh, hang on. I can reorganize these.
Yeah. Sort by.
Sort by.
Yeah, oldest. It's already...
So skincare routine, yeah, of course.
1 year ago, she was posting completely normal content.
Right,
look,
she's wearing socks.
She's cleaning. She's doing ASMR, but she's got socks on.
Right.
And then at some point, somebody was like, "Hey, I like your feet."
There you go.
And now,
she's barefoot there. She may have been barefoot there just because. But then
she started
posting almost exclusively
foot content.
I mean, you go where the money is.
No, absolutely. That's just really interesting to see. The transformation of her channel. It looks like she started out just doing like, oh, okay. So she was trying to sell Arbonne, which I think is a multi-level marketing product. And then go back to videos.
She's from the United Kingdom too.
Maybe
Great Britain.
Maybe I'm wrong.
British.
Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Maybe United Kingdom? Maybe Wales?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Northern Ireland? Maybe.
So it looks like she was trying to like sell a product and then got into ASMR.
Oh, you're right. Look at
probably
that.
Probably as a direct result of the cleaning stuff.
Probably. Yep. She definitely branched into the fetish world.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
And it works out for her.
And she's covering like multiple bases too, because she's not doing ASMR stuff with her feet. She's doing ASMR stuff and showing
Right.
her
so
feet,
if you weren't into feet, you could still go there and enjoy the other ASMR. You wouldn't be like, oh, this is clearly just a foot channel.
She's just covering as many bases as she can.
She's doing it well.
That's interesting. How many followers does she have?
She had 40,000.
Dang.
Which is,
she got way more followers.
It's respectable. It's not like huge like any of the other ones.
Right.
But, you know, you're never going to hit like the millions and millions until like, I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, there's, yeah.
Here we go. Clayward 76. I got this one.
Okay.
ASMR. I personally don't get it.
Same.
I know many people who are unapologetic enjoyers of it. They say it's quite relaxing.
Well, you should apologize for enjoying it. God damn it.
And I've tried, and I hate the chills that go up my spine. Hate it.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Something I can imagine being similar is having people read/sing to me. I imagine it's along the lines as ASMR, but they're speaking normally instead of in the conspiratorial whisper. And it doesn't give me the spine tingles.
I don't like listening to people read.
There's a whole subreddit about that. Read along with me. They're called read-alongs.
Yeah.
Where people like read a chapter or something. It's really weird.
I don't like listening to people read. No. I love podcasts and I love I love that, but if it sounds like you're reading from something that you've read, like, I don't want to listen to it. If it sounds anything less than like conversational, I don't want to listen to it. I don't like audiobooks.
A gaming channel when it sounded like he was reading from something.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube content too. I don't like it. I like conversational. I love listening to content and hearing people talk.
Yeah.
I listen to podcasts all the time, but I don't like audiobooks. I don't like, side note, Audible is a total racket, right?
It sure is.
Speaking of audiobooks, we need to address the fact that Audible is a 100% racket.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
The first result on YouTube when we search feet ASMR is Nick's Noise ASMR.
Right. Mic scratching with my feet, no talking.
No talking.
Now, my plan was to look for the most popular of all time, if I can do that.
That's probably it.
Relevance, view count. I guess I'd look for view count.
I mean, maybe I guess, rating. But like, that's the first result is usually the most popular thing.
3 months ago, 46,000 views. I suppose. There's one here that's 261,000 views, so you're wrong.
But maybe it doesn't have as many.
View count.
Yeah, like, that one probably has the most views. Let's just see from this year. Popular ratings. Oh my God, Ramon doesn't understand how algorithms work.
Not on YouTube.
This is the time when I try and explain to Ramon how algorithms work. This is all just like child content.
Yeah. Well, that's
which
where,
is kind of
those are
not,
always.
It's like ew, like goo and slime, but it's in the shape of.
It's because shitty parents just hand iPads to their goddamn kids, and the kids just click things.
Yeah, iPad parenting is the worst. One of the worst fucking things these.
Stick with relevance then.
Yeah. Thank you. Like right there. Fine. That's the content that you're looking for.
So it's her scratching the mic with it. There you go.
Also, geez, that girl, the second down.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Scratching feet, carpet, leggings with invisible scratching and relaxing hand movements.
Invisible scratching.
Invisible scratching. What? I'm going to give you some invisible scratching
later.
Ear
massage with feet.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I would love that. Are you kidding me?
Here you go.
Like, here we go.
Here you go.
Oh, I love it. And you like,
my feet are really cold. Mm. It's so cold down here, you guys.
I'd love, like, if I'm laying on my stomach and you're sitting on my back and then massage. Yeah, that sounds really nice. I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing that you like.
Here's a foot massage ASMR.
Sure. Blue Yeti?
Blue Yeti is a microphone.
Oh.
Is a brand of microphone.
Is this some furry shit? Some like cryptid furry shit that we're not into?
Yeah. Yeah, if you search for feet ASMR on YouTube, you'll see all these things. It's the first things that pop up.
Is there like a specific furry term for like
bug people? You've already asked.
No, not bug people, but like
furry ASMR?
No, God, stop interrupting me.
It's more fun.
For mythical creatures.
Of course.
Like, of course there's like unicorns and griffins and stuff and dragons.
Yeah.
But I'm asking if there's a specific term for that.
Probably. We'll talk about that on our furry episode. Okay, why are you interrupting my ASMR to talk about goddamn furries?
Relaxing lotion massage on feet.
Leave me to my lotions.
Ew. Oh, yeah. God. I'm grossed out just thinking about that. Black claws on feet.
Oh,
ew.
Shit. This is our friend. Size 10 Soulmates. We love her. Okay. She has her own ASMR.
All right.
Look at that shit. She's getting real popular, too.
Oh, my God. 110,000 views.
Wonderful. Yep. She exploded in popularity.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I'm not going to show this to everyone.
Oh my God.
But there's pedicure ASMR on extremely callous feet. And
disgusting.
When they,
absolutely
there's like,
disgusting.
Holy Jesus.
There's like fungus.
There's not.
Here.
Oh,
it's so nasty.
Even the term extremely callous feet doesn't do this justice. No. There's fungus on those toes.
Yeah, those toes are like.
That's horrible.
This person has severely untreated diabetes. And
oh, this
I'm
is
extremely
bad.
Concerned.
I'm
also,
unwell.
The one below it
yeah.
is a picture of a cake, I guess, shaped like a foot or like a gelatin shaped like a
so
foot.
So it seems.
And it's being chopped in half and it looks
ooh,
like a big bloody disgusting
licking
mess.
My feet for my simps.
Mm.
Simps.
ASMR Amy. Click okay. it. Click it. You're
click
just looking at these and not clicking any
I
of them.
I know. Oh, the full uncensored version is only
oh,
available
I'm,
on
I don't
OnlyFans.
Care. I don't care that much.
I'm at least going to record this for our dear, dear patrons.
Tell me about it, Amy.
Here we go.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
So much aesthetic happening on this channel.
Oh, whoa. Thank you so much for watching. So oh, I hate her face. What is wrong with her eyes?
She's got, like, fake lashes on.
Yeah, there's fake lashes. She's got, like, contacts. She's looking up.
She's also, there's a filter.
Yeah, I hate
there's
it.
There's a filter on the camera.
I hate everything about this. Let's jump ahead.
Okay, actually, I want you to stop. I want you.
I would
stop
also
it.
Like to stop this
because it
I
seems
it.
That the entire video is just her talking.
Yeah,
and I don't.
So she got,
she has a cool accent. I don't know if that's like Ukrainian or
something,
but
like
she
that,
has
yeah.
a cool accent. But she is doing too many mouth noises.
She
with her
I mean,
speech,
yeah.
and it is bothering me.
And
that is why I hate ASMR.
Yeah,
and now I'm. Super aware of my own mouth noises.
Did you know your tongue is in your mouth?
I'm also.
Do you have to blink?
I have to blink. I also have to breathe.
Yes.
I have to breathe mechanically now.
Do you have to swallow?
Yeah, but I'm going to do it off mic. I'm so aware of my own mouth noises now. I hate that. You know, like when you're listening to a song and. You hear the person inhale.
Yeah.
And I'm like, edit that shit out, guys.
So, yeah, there's come a, it's funny. This video has 1,300 upvote or thumbs up, but 1,000 thumbs down because she got you with clickbait.
Yeah, she got you.
Because she didn't do anything that she said she
no,
was going to do.
No, I mean, I think, no, she didn't.
I'm also going to downvote this.
Yeah, downvote it.
Because
what are
she
the
lied.
What are the
oh,
comments?
I'm sure they're all mad.
Pissed.
Well, first, there's the uncensored thing. Someone said, imagine simping.
Right, same. When you post a video and there's no video.
Yep.
Mm.
Someone's a queen. It's just not my cup of feet, I guess.
Mm.
You look beautiful. I never wanted to lick a pair of feet more in my life. You haven't even seen her feet. You don't know what her feet look
she
like.
She didn't even show her feet at all.
Didn't even show her feet.
This person really likes her eye makeup, but...
I suspect she may have deleted the... maybe some of them. I don't know.
No, she... Well, yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
It's got 168,000 views.
Mm. Well... I don't know.
Sucked us right
takes
in.
All kinds.
Fucking, I'm sick of ASMR. I'm done with this shit. I'm calling this topic off.
We recorded a whole
fucking
podcast about this.
Well, now
and
I'm sick of it. I'm
of
done
it.
Here. Fuck off. Leave me to my lotions.
I mean,
I already said that.
From now on, I want the only feedback I want on ASMR is ASMR hate.
Correct. I think we got most ASMR
yeah,
hate.
Yeah, right. Like, Clayward, same.
Yep.
I hate it. The sound of that girl's voice immediately put me on edge.
Agreed.
It got my hackles up. Like, if I were a cat,
your hackles,
all my fur would be standing on edge.
Hackles
my
are
tail will be all poofy.
Fucking up.
My hackles are up.
So, yeah. Fucking ASMR bullshit.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. A lot of people like it. I appreciate that. I like it to
like
a degree.
It. We took
I like listening to you do it.
We took an interesting excursion down some YouTube holes,
we did.
Which I appreciate. I gotta say, the cleaning girl, I really, really admire her her gumption. Hannah. Hannah.
She had some gumption.
I like that. I like seeing the transition of her YouTube channel from just like, you know, here's my life to, oh, also here's ASMR to, oh, also here's ASMR feet content. That's a really interesting, I like seeing the journey that channel took.
That was really nice. It was good for her.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I'll take it.
I think Ramon's done.
I'm not
I
done.
Think
I keep thinking I hear someone knocking
done.
And I don't. No, I'm thinking about warming up your feet.
Listen, you can warm my feet.
There we go. This is for everyone who
okay,
didn't
all right. Know. We're gonna do some ASMR. Put the mic really close
okay,
to your face.
Hang on, I turn it up.
Oh my God.
It's the sound of my feet on Ramon's beard. My feet are actually really cold. It's cold down here. We recorded a custom this morning, which was something I've never done before. Well, I've never recorded this type of custom before. I'm not going to kink shame the guy because it was a really easy custom to do. And also because I don't really understand it. I had to find myself stuck somewhere.
Yes.
I was stuck in, and we have these, like, these open...
Her feet smell, by the way, and are very cold and very soft. Continue.
They smell? How dare you?
It's a little, a little bit like feet.
Yeah, we were out, like, all day the other day, and I wore those socks a lot. I've been out every day.
Yeah?
With my, yeah, out back.
Because that garden, this is the time to buy her socks, y'all. Because they're going to get sweaty as she goes out in gardens as the heat comes on.
Yeah. I really like those toe socks that Terry bought me. And so I don't want to sell those.
We'll put those back on your wish list and you can get more.
I will. I have these, my super, super thermal warm cushy socks that have holes in the bottoms of them because I wore them so much. And then so I just turn them around and wear them upside down. Which, A, is pretty uncomfortable because the heel is on the top of my foot. But they're still super cushy. It maintains the cushiness. And it doubles the lifespan.
All right.
Anyway, so this clip.
Yes.
I had to find myself stuck in this, like, we have these, like, these open shelf, like, bedside tables, right? And I found myself, quote, unquote, stuck in one of them, and I had to struggle to get out. Although, like, one of the samples that we were given was to get stuck in, like, the washing machine.
Yeah.
Which we tried that the other day, and I think I just got too... I don't want to spend 5 minutes face down in a washing machine.
That's what would have happened, yeah.
That would have been...
real bad.
Really bad. Also, our washing machine is kind of shitty. So...
you don't want to mess it up.
I don't want to mess it up any worse than it already is. Also, right. Our washing machine almost always has laundry in it.
Yeah, gross.
Anyway, so it was fun. So that is why I don't have socks on right now.
Luckily all you. Lucky
to
you.
I'm sitting on my feet right now because I'm cold.
You should be sitting on my face.
You don't want me sitting on your face.
I always want you sitting on my face.
Mm. Not in these jeans.
Not in these shoes. All right. So next week, we're going to do the big...
We're going to do, yeah.
Index of podcasts. So you guys know...
It's going to be the Chunker Buds special.
We're going to list it all out, and then you'll know all the potential topics there could be. And it's going to be amazing. And maybe I'll put those in a big... Like,
what we should do. We should do like a March Madness bracket system.
Oh, a bracket so people can vote?
Every week, let everyone vote. No, because then we're going to realize that there's a topic that people really, really, really don't want us to cover.
Right. Now, what
we
got to do.
To cover that eventually.
I will take all the ideas once we read them all out, and then I'll put them into an online hopper, and then it'll just rotate through, and then it'll be like, all right, next week it's going to be boom, that.
Ramon's going to keep using the term hopper like I have any fucking idea what
it's
that
a bingo
means.
Hopper. What? You've never been to a bingo hall?
I've been to bingo.
Kind of Catholic are you?
I've been to a bingo hall.
I wish I could go to one right now. I love bingo. Miss
no.
it. Can we
no.
Find, we got to create some kind of feet bingo.
They never have good snacks at bingo.
We'll do feet bingo at FetCon. I don't know what that means.
Oh my God. You use your toes to like, as your like bingo blotter.
You're thinking too literally and it's not, not as sexy as you think it is.
No. What would feet bingo
all right, guys,
consist of?
Help us figure out what foot bingo is going to be. Obviously it's either... You know, things that are done with feet and then you get a bingo.
Oh.
Or it's you win bingo and then you get feet, which one probably makes more sense
both?
Than the others.
Both? Maybe both.
I guess. I don't know how it all play out. Maybe be like the girls have to win feet bingo. I don't know.
I hate this.
I hate it too. Never mind. It's a bad idea. I'm out of idea. All right. Listen, rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Anchor.
So next week we're gonna do the
it's cool.
Chunker Buds. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're wrapping things up, and I don't feel like we're ready to wrap things up.
Okay.
Next week we're gonna do Chunker Buds.
Yes. Oh, you know what we also need to do?
So you're gonna stop interrupting me. That's what you need to do. So what? Anybody else? If anybody else has any other
topics, any potential topics, send it in. Let us know.
So as a,
let us know so that it's not just exclusively Chunker Buds. If anybody else, because next week, like, fuck it. Let's make that the potential topics. Let's make that the show ideas show.
Show ideas. Show your ideas. Show of shows.
Shut the fuck up. So we're going to read Chunker Buds'
whole ass email.
Massive, like, what's it? What is it called when you write a PhD?
A dissertation.
A dissertation. We're going to read Chunker Buds' dissertation about about the podcast episodes.
Right.
And anybody else who has any ideas can also write in.
So another thing that I'm going to tease everybody about.
Oh, great.
And Belle has to read through it, but we got a specific
erotica. We did.
Written about us.
Emailed it to
and
me.
And orcs.
Yeah.
Now, she hasn't read it yet. So she's got to
read it.
But what we're going to do, she's going to read it. She's going to give you a little preview. And then, my friends, once you get that preview, she's going to read the whole thing on our Patreon for our patrons.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be erotica read by Belle. And it's going to be fucking awesome. Because it's a really good erotica. I read through it.
You don't know from good erotica.
That's true. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it.
I have so Ramon and I, we share our Kindle library because we're both attached to the same account, right? And he has access to all of my, like, orc erotica, dwarf erotica, goblin erotica, gargoyle erotica, demon erotica. And he, you know how many of it he's read? Zero. He's
fucking
read
zero. That's right.
Zero orc erotica.
I just don't care. But I like orc erotica when it comes to feet. So you find some of that.
That's true. That's why you wouldn't be into it.
Right. It has to be, like, I'm into
it's
feet.
Not foot-related.
Feet, face sitting, things like that.
Whatever.
You know? Like, there's lots of art that's really I really like.
Art?
Art.
Art.
Orc feet arc. Art. Wait, shit. Yeah. All right.
Orc art.
So if you want to write in, write to us at RamonFaceful@gmail.com. You can also reach Belle on her Instagram at BelleSouls. You can find me on Twitter at RamonFaceful. You can go to our subreddit, r/FootFetishPodcast, and get in on the conversations right where they start.
Get in on the conversations, guys.
If you want to support this wonderful endeavor that we do for you, out of the kindness of our hearts and the soles of her feet, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/RamonFaceful. $10 gets you in and gets you video footage of this podcast.
Video footage.
Plus, you'll get extra shit, like extra clips. So, like, look, when there's a week when we don't put one out, I'm going to give you guys a free clip because that's how cool I am.
Did you know that he does this? I didn't know that he does this. Ramon's over here giving away my content.
She's going to be reading Foot Erotica. I'm going to get her to play Damn Souls at some point.
We'll see.
I got to get you down here. That's the problem.
Yeah, right?
Like, it took forever to get you down here. But once you're here, you have a blast.
I was in such a shitty mood this morning, guys.
You were.
Also, like, Ramon hasn't fed me yet today.
That's my job.
That's your job.
I made eggs. You should have eaten the eggs.
You made it. Those weren't my eggs.
What happened to those eggs?
The kids.
Did he eat those eggs? I don't even remember.
The child that you made it
the
for.
The child?
He ate those eggs.
He liked them, didn't he? I make
he
good
did.
Eggs. I make great fucking eggs.
Yeah,
anyway.
You make watery eggs.
He likes watery eggs.
You're a garbage cook.
Wow.
Anyway.
So.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Go to our, if you want to see some clips, just want to buy some clips, go to RamonFaceful.com. I'm getting an ear massage. This is nice. This feels so nice.
My feet are cold.
It's really
awesome. Also, check it. I really need to trim my toenails.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, deal with it.
I'm trying to deal with it. Oh, God, just scratch me. You can see all this nonsense on our Patreon. I think that's all the plugs in my... I got feet on the brain, literally. So I can't think of anything else.
So, in conclusion, ASMR sucks.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Well... Until we feed again, y'all.
So long.
Jesus Christ. Get off me.